That's an interesting one to me, just based on, you know, he hits 25, 25, 32. He's in the prime of his career. That doesn't seem that out of the blue, and the Orioles lineup around him has gotten better over the years. All right, let's go to J.J. Hardy, who is coming off of an injury-plagued season but still hit 20-plus home runs.
Yeah, Hardy definitely has power, and we have him down for 20 home runs again in about 540 at-bats or so. Not a high average hitter, not a guy who walks a ton, but at shortstop, it's very hard to find guys who can hit 20 homers or anything close to it. So he'll certainly take that, especially with a guy who's as good defensively as he is.
To pitchers, Jim Johnson, maybe the best closer in the American League last year. I'll say second best behind maybe Fernando Rodney of the Tampa Bay Rays. But he leads baseball in saves with 51. What do you see for Johnson this year?
Yeah, Johnson, I mean, he's kind of a tough case because he doesn't strike out a lot of guys, and normally that's not such a great sign. We like to see pitchers who can kind of get outs on their own without relying on their fielders too much. And so Johnson is, you know, he's projected to get 40 saves. It's hard to project saves, and you don't really project guys to get over 50 every year. So he's among the league leaders projected in that category, but we have his other numbers kind of coming up a little bit, his ERA and his WHIP and all those other things.
Ben Lindbergh, the editor-in-chief of Baseball Prospectus, with us here on BAL with their annual predictions for the coming season. Let's go to Jason Hamill. My guess is you have him really regressing after a breakout year a season ago.
Right, that's right. And Hamill's a guy who, you know, a projection system could maybe miss a little bit on just because he was a completely different pitcher last year, really, when he was healthy. I mean, just getting strikeouts, getting grounders, the sinker he picked up coming from Colorado, there are just a lot of factors there that are hard to project. And so, yeah, we have him as kind of a mid-4 ERAs guy. And you know, I would probably take the under on that. The question is really just how often he'll pitch and how healthy he'll be. That's kind of always the central question with Hamill.
Ben, what about Wei-Yin Chen? I'm actually going to tell you that I think his numbers get better. I don't think they get a ton better. I don't think he's going to go from a 4 ERA to an ERA in the 2s. But I see him after now being in a 5-man rotation for a full year. He didn't miss a start last year. His stuff is legitimate. He gets acclimated now to everything that is really hard to adjust to. We've seen that over the years with the highly touted guys like Daisuke Matsuzaka and even some guys last year in the Chan-Ho Parks. I mean, everyone seems to have a tough adjustment when they get there. I thought he handled everything really well, and he adapted to the life in the big leagues very well. I see his numbers ticking up. What do you see?
Pecota, our projection system, says basically he'll be holding steady and sort of doing the same thing he was last season, which is good. As you say, he's durable and doesn't miss a start, and he's solid. He's got that sneaky fastball, and he didn't really have too many initial struggles as some Japanese pitchers do, coming over and sort of nibbling at the strike zone and pitching backwards and not trusting their stuff. He doesn't have overpowering stuff like a Yu Darvish or someone, but he was certainly productive last year, and we see more of the same.
You guys don't have stats out for Dylan Bundy for the season, do you?
We do, I think. He's projected to, I think we have him in the bullpen, because we figured that might be the most likely place for him to be if he is going to be up this year. Bundy is a guy who's also kind of hard to project just because he hasn't pitched a whole lot of innings professionally. But, I mean, as a starter, we see him as the guy who's someone like a 5 ERA type just because he's so young and has so little experience. But if he does go to the bullpen and he's throwing harder, I mean, we saw what kind of transformation going to the bullpen was for Brian Mattis and Tommy Hunter last year. So you put a guy like Bundy in the bullpen just pitching an inning at a time, he could certainly be a weapon down the stretch.
And finally, Ben, when you look at the standings for the AL East, you have the Orioles fifth, is my guess.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And can you elaborate on your picks for the American League East this year in the American League?
We have the Yankees on top, just sort of based on how good they were last year, how many games they won, and how solid their run differential looked. And then really under them and not far below them is the Red Sox, the Rays, and the Blue Jays all kind of bunched together within one win. So it looks like it's going to be a pretty tight race. I think you know, a lot of Orioles fans point to how good they were down the stretch last season and how their run differential was a lot more encouraging than it was if you look at a whole season picture. And I think there's something to that. I would have liked to see them do a little more this offseason, not to break the bank on anyone. You know, they're a team that's going to depend on young guys getting better, and there's reason to think that they will. But there are some holes, you know, like second base or left field or DH, where maybe they could have made some little upgrades that would have helped. But as we've seen, Duquette can tinker in season and pick up guys, and the opening day roster is probably not going to look a whole lot like the roster in September.
That is very true. Ben Lindbergh, the editor-in-chief of Baseball Prospectus. Ben, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for having me.
That's Ben Lindbergh from Baseball Prospectus. We'll talk about that when we come back here on Sportsline.